I hate the label autistic. I would call her special. She's still a special child. But if she has to be labeled autistic to get help, then so be it.
That's Christopher Astacio, the father of a 2-year-old autistic child. His daughter is one of thousands in America that have been diagnosed as autistic. Yesterday, the Centers for Disease Control released some new numbers, and they're startling.
1 in 88 children has been identified with autism. This represents a 23% increase since our last report.
Joining us now is Benedict Carey, science writer for our partner, The New York Times. And Ben, I found it interesting that the first sentence of your article on this said, and I'm going to quote here, "The likelihood of a child's being given a diagnosis of autism, Asperger's syndrome, or a related disorder increased more than 20%. The likelihood of a kid getting a diagnosis." Why did you use that particular phrasing?
Well, that's what they've measured. They've measured the frequency of the diagnosis being given. This was a study. The researchers didn't meet the kids. They were reviewing records and looking at just looking at what's been written in the record, sort of a secondhand diagnosing at a distance. So it's not clear exactly what's happening. And so I just want to be precise about what they're measuring.
Well, Ben, explain to us how one diagnoses autism. We're not talking about physical symptoms. In some cases, doctors can disagree over whether a child is autistic or not, correct?
There's a checklist of behaviors and symptoms you look for. In three categories, communication is one of them, and repetitive behaviors is another one, language. And then you have to meet a threshold of those behaviors or symptoms and to qualify for the diagnosis. So yes, it's a little bit murky. You can have some disagreement, especially on the high end, you know, where kids are socially awkward, but it's not clear whether they should be given a diagnosis of autism spectrum. And I think it should be called autism spectrum because it's a pretty wide spectrum. It goes from very severely disabled kids to kids who are unusual, said they were awkward, these social difficulties, very wide spectrum. And so, as Dr. Heyman said, that a lot of the growth in this has been on the high end.
That's Benedict Carey, science writer for our partner, The New York Times. And Ben, what exactly is a parent supposed to take away from this? Is there cases in which they need to be an advocate for their kid to be diagnosed? Are there cases in which maybe they can argue with a diagnosis of their kid being diagnosed as either having autism or Asperger's?
Well, I mean, that's really parent to parent. I'm not sure. I mean, so for some parents, this is a huge. This is their whole life. I mean, it takes over their lives, and you have a child who's severely affected. If you're sort of on the other end of the spectrum, Asperger's and what they call high functioning autism, it really depends on what the parents believe about the effect of having the label. And the trade-off. I mean, there are services available, support services that you can get through the state to help a kid in school, for example, some kind of therapies as well. And so I think if parents feel like it's worthwhile to go after those paid-for services in exchange for a diagnosis like this.
The thing about autism is we don't understand what these numbers mean, right? I mean, we're not sure if this is an increase in diagnosis and detection.
We really don't have much idea about that. Anytime a very rare condition goes to very common, especially in these young kids, I think you have to be wary about what's going on.
And by wary, you mean skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Carey, science writer for our partner, The New York Times. We're talking about this new report from the Centers for Disease Control that says 1 in 88 children in the United States have been identified as having autism. That's a 23% increase since the last report came out. And we'd love to get your thoughts on this, especially if you have a kid who's gotten this diagnosis. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks to Ben. Joining us now, Dr. Perry Klass, pediatrician, professor of journalism and pediatrics at New York University. And doctor, I wonder what you make of this increase in diagnoses. Is it an increase in detection, or is there an actual increase in incidence?
This has been a question around the diagnosis of autism now for a while. The question of Well, three different questions. Whether we've been changing our understanding and our definition of what we're calling the autism spectrum and the autism spectrum disorders, whether we are getting better and more effective at diagnosing what we're finding, and whether something is actually increasing or changing. It's a really hard question to answer. We do know that the definition has been changing, and we also know that people have been getting much more effective at that making the diagnosis. That doesn't answer the question of whether something else is changing as well.
What if that, if there is something else changing, what would that be?
That we're seeing more children with some of these conditions. But I guess I need to emphasize that the report that's just come out is not a study in which they're actually examining a group of children. What they're doing is looking at the reports from a group of centers around the country. So they're looking at how likely the diagnosis is to be made at those centers.
Although this is as much an argument or discussion, I guess, over how we diagnose autism and Asperger's as it is over what causes this syndrome.
An argument over how we diagnose it, but also an argument over how we define it, because as I'm sure you've also covered, the diagnosis may change. That is to say, if you change the criteria and you either define it more widely or, as they're going to do with the next iteration of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, if you diagnose it more narrowly, then the numbers of children that you diagnosed with that condition either go up or they go down. When we began to see some of the rise in the number of children diagnosed with autism has definitely had to do with expanding the category and understanding especially the very high-functioning children, the children with Asperger's, as fitting that diagnosis when once they wouldn't have been considered to fit that diagnosis.
Absolutely, although what you're saying argues for us not putting a real broad interpretation on this report from the Centers for Disease Control, but viewing it through a limited lens as well. That's Dr. Perry Klass, pediatrician, professor of journalism and pediatrics at New York University, again responding to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control that says one in 88 children in the U.S. could be identified as having autism.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.